Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back for a special edition.
Are you prepared to buy
new? Are you stopped? Can you know?
Are
like,
you prepared?
Oh, really?
Shopping?
Really, guys?
And you know I've been.
You know we're live right now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that? What was that?
Can I get back to the show, please?
Sure.
You doing
okay.
A show? Oh, I didn't know that.
We have no idea.
Oh, I feel like doing a show right now. If you don't mind.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying.
Yeah. You prepared to continue shopping?
We'll talk about it later.
This is why I don't like you people. Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the High Rod. Together for the first time in God knows how long
it's been
with...
Nice. Yes, Sean Black. Sitting right here in front of you for a change. How
yes.
about that?
Oh, go figure.
And
we have
sitting right next to me is, oh, my goodness.
It's Anitra B.
Wow, Anitra B. She's in prison for once. And for once, she's not in the bathroom. Oh,
exactly.
Like I was saying.
Because I don't have to pee yet. Give me
a
minute.
Notice she said yet.
Yes. It's usually she had to pee and do something
mind.
Else.
Oh.
Sorry,
no,
folks.
I'm not home. It's different.
We hope you guys had a very good Thanksgiving. At least give them that before we lose the chaos, right?
No. There's a lot. You might hear a lot. A lot of noise tonight because we're having a birthday party for my son. He turns 2 this past week. Do you mind? I have baby mama drama in the house. But the reason why we're doing this special show because I want to talk about Black Friday. But in addition, I have a special guest, a special friend in the house tonight. And I know this guy basically the last 50 years we know each other.
15 or 50?
50.
50? Okay.
50,
yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, you know, he's only 65 years old, but we know each other for 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman right here brings the best out of me.
Gentlemen?
Yes, a gentleman. Have respect for him.
Just now.
I'm the only one that can have my own theme song. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. This is the Phenom. The triple C.
Oh, my God. Yes. So.
I'm surrounded by Haitians. Help!
20
help.
Years of this.
20 years of this, huh? Yeah. For 20 years except for. Oh, well, let's get on with Let's get on with the topics right now. So, Phenom.
Yes,
sir. Reason I brought y'all here, I want to listen to your answers because I have some questions to ask you. Well, you're the type of gentleman that tell it like it is, right?
Sure.
Do you care about Anitra B?
Why am I even involved? You better answer that correctly.
No, not whatsoever. But, I mean, you know, she's right here next to me. So, I mean, she can go to hell for like care. I've known her for a couple of years now. But, you know, it's all good, though. But
okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. But, honest question. Yesterday was Black Friday.
Yes.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
No chance in hell that I could do that. There's no way that I can do a Black Friday shopping. I've done it. I've experienced it one time because my lovely wife of 13 years.
13 years you've been married?
Yes, I've been married for 13 years.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. And about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, we decided to go do some Black Friday shopping. And believe you me, it was quite the experience. I went in there and was actually stunned at 5 o'clock in the morning. How many people were there shopping? And I vowed to my wife, never again.
Yeah,
now, again, that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, the reason I asked that because yesterday I sent you guys videos of the mayhem that happened on Black Friday. Like, what Sean Black and I would talk about this on Monday Night Show. Why people still continue to shop on Black Friday knowing that are you going to risk your life and get into fights over an item that's worth, what,
$20? Of course. So people do. They do it every year.
Well, hold on to the mic, please. Pretend there's something else.
Oh.
No, because that's the fundest event. Two different things.
Number two.
No, of course it is. It's saving money. You get significant deals. Like, it's ridiculous. Unfortunately, people have the time and not the patience to do it.
Ms. Fina?
Me, personally, there's a thing called online shopping.
Exactly. I do that.
And there is a thing called Cyber Monday, and there is actually Black Friday online shopping.
So you've only done Black Friday physically once.
Only physically once.
Yeah, I've never done it.
And
I've never done it.
I did it, and I was, like I said, stunned at how that went. And I vowed never again, and I told my wife, I was like, listen, online shopping is the way to go, and that's exactly where I will always do is shop online.
Okay.
Well, at least for Black Friday.
It's the most ridiculous thing because if you think about it, if you go out and you do the shopping it's not even a Black Friday anymore. It's like Black November. They're pushing it into every day of the week, every month. They're actually going ahead and doing now, like, the day before, like, on Thanksgiving. So then what's the point in doing all the shopping? Matter of fact, the Queens Mall, which was usually packed, they were empty because everybody shopped the night before. So well, what would be the point in doing it?
Now, I have a question for the three hosts here.
Yes, go ahead.
Why is it called Black Friday?
Racism? Cheap and easy.
Oh, so you're saying that Black people are cheap and easy? So being Black is cheap and easy. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Blog Talk Radio on the Absolute Truth, you have the white Caucasian lady.
And this will be
saying,
the last
my God,
time we hear from Anitra B.
He admitted I'm white. You heard that.
But she's saying that
witnesses.
We're Black,
yeah.
Cheap and easy.
I have witnesses. I don't know. I never looked into that.
Well, that's something we
Google.
Usually... I can't Google it now.
Why not? You can go into... You can...
Well, I'm sorry, we have a...
Yeah.
They're not invited to go to the
Black. Yeah, that's what it is. It's
what
all
happened?
About profits.
I'm half drunk right now. What happened?
Black meaning profits. The one day of the year where they actually go ahead and make profit. So if they want to push all of the sales forward on that day so they can make the money that they lost from the year prior in that one day.
But
so they mean going in the black, meaning in the positive. That's what that means.
Oh, so black is positive for once?
For once, yeah.
I guess it is. Okay, well, since you're here and on the show, we talk about racism and sexism all the time.
Right.
So since you're here,
yes.
What is your intake on racism? Do you think the media and social media have portrayed racism even more now compared to back then? So basically, what's your intake since you're here live in person for the first time on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
Our special guest, the Phenom, what is your intake overall?
As far as racism goes, racism has lasted and will continue to go on probably for the rest of mankind. First and foremost, when you think back, you know, to 1800s, 1700s, racism was around, you know, the entire time. As far as today's world goes, it's a different world. I mean, if you want to say it's more about religion, or racism, or however you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's going to stay. It's around, and it's one of those things like, we're going to fight whether you're black or white, Spanish. It doesn't matter what race or what nationality you are. Whether, again, I heard you guys talk about religion even last week. So racism is not just race. It's also religion. It's also, like I said, not just the color of your skin, but it's almost everything in you know, mankind.
So how do you preach tolerance in this kind of a day and age when you have racism all over the place? I mean, what kind of steps do you think that should be taken to kind of clear a lot of this stuff up?
For me, truth be told, I don't think that it's overall, black, white, you know, different race type of thing. I think it's more of the individual. When you're on the train, or let's say if you live in New York, you can stand there on 42nd Street in Times Square and watch every nationality pass you by. Does that mean that I'm going to hate on each one? No. Will I hate on some? Maybe. That's just my opinion. Again, I feel like it's one of those things that when you think about it, as far as race goes, there is, I feel, an individual thing. It's not, to me, a whole, as far as whether it's, like I said, all the different races.
True. The reason I ask that, because it seems like every time we talk on the show, and Sean Black, no, I can't stand, I'm trying to avoid racism topics as much as I can.
Right.
But everything that's happening in the news today, in the world today,
yeah,
is something related to racism.
Yes,
because of the media. I'm sure part of it is true.
Right.
But, you know, once again, if a white cop, shot a black kid, the first thing that come out of me and mouth is white cop shot a black man. It cannot be a cop shot a man for no reason.
You get a different response. Definitely get a different response.
But that doesn't sell in the media. You have to put the race. If you don't, no one's going to care. Like, would you read that paper? I wouldn't pick it up.
I personally would, but I understand where you're coming from.
But it's
to sell paper, to sell the news.
But why should we care if it's about racism? It's about the race, about a white cop, black guy.
You know why?
Why do we care?
Because we're talking about it now. That's why.
Oh, my God.
Well, but people would rather, it's true, would rather believe propaganda. Like, if you hand someone a pamphlet,
Me personally, I remember I sent, again, I've known you guys on an individual basis for a number of years. So I sent Sean Black a text. This was about, a month ago, and I don't remember if you guys touched on it or not. And it was actually the reverse.
Hmm.
It was a Caucasian gentleman got beaten up by two African Americans, and nothing was reported. He said that's racism, and it was racism on the opposite way.
It doesn't sell.
You know, but like you said, it doesn't sell.
Okay.
And you know, whether it's the paper, the media, or whatever. Listen, we know what sells. Sex sells. You know, the black man getting beat or whatever, you know, by a Caucasian cop or whatever, that's what sells. So you're not going to print, oh, well, listen, you know, the white man got beaten up or got shot by a black cop.
Uh-huh.
That's not what's going to sell. And that's the God's honest truth.
But it's funny how that works. And it makes you think, like, really? This is how we have to live our lifestyle right now? To watch this type of news every time of the KKK and other type of races. Now, they're trying to erase our mind with ISIS right now.
Right.
And we talk about it Monday night. Here we are afraid of ISIS, but how many Americans did ISIS kill so far compared to how many cops have been killed in America?
Well, I look at it like this. You guys talk about whether it's ISIS or whether it's other, you know, countries, nations of whatever. Not to demote any. And they, you know, took out almost 4,000, you know, American people. So to me, you know, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda, to me it's all the same. They are terrorists. So the way I look at it is we can sit there and discuss all you want about, you know, ISIS of today, but I think it's more about a fear factor. Now, don't get me wrong. What happened in Paris, I mean, that's just horrible. I mean, you know, that's one of the, you know, worst things that could happen in France. But as far as an American soil, you know, listen, Japan, you know, Pearl Harbor, you know, December 7th, 1942, listen, they killed how many soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a terrorist attack, you know, on American soil. People, you know, don't talk about that because obviously it happened 50 years ago.
And
you know, but...
And Kato's in the house too, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Hello, Kato.
Hello. Go on, Pete. Go on.
Okay, well, my point is that it's everywhere. So whether it's, like I said, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, you know, or other militant groups, it's out there. And you're right. It hasn't really happened as far as when it regards to ISIS, but part of it to me is, you know, they try to put the fear factor in you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look how long it took for the airline industry to recover after 9/11. I mean, in some instances, it still hasn't recovered fully.
No, it hasn't.
So that's
when we're talking about 15 years
and
later.
And we're going 14 and a half years later. So it works. The fear has worked. Now the question is, what's the next level? How do we work with that and hope that it doesn't evolve into something far worse than what we already have?
Well, that's where we have to hope that our government is now prepared.
We know they're not.
They're probably not.
They're probably not.
Okay. We have to hope that...
My turn. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Well, all I got to say is that when it comes to the whole idea of racism, I mean, it's theater. Let's look at the basis of racism. Let's look at the history. I mean, let's take, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan have been a terrorist group for many, many, many years. And how did they use their scare tactics to stop blacks from voting? Well, they stopped blacks from getting rights by bombing churches and bombing homes and lynching. But also, ISIS is also doing the same thing as well. You look at the basis of ISIS, it's all about causes. It's all about religious fanatics out there. So that's what we need to look at. We need to get a broader picture.
Okay, well, we got 15 minutes left. I have to change the topic a little bit.
Sure.
Mr. Phenom, since you're a sports fanatic.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you're a Jets and a Mets fan.
Yes, I am. And I'm proud to be a Jets fan and a nationally champion New York Mets fan. But go ahead.
Yeah, but
I got knocked out in the wild card game, but go ahead.
Yeah. But have you noticed there's been a rise in domestic violence with athletes?
Yes.
Lately in both football, baseball, hockey, and sports in general.
Right.
As a commissioner for any of these teams, lead. How do you think we'll handle this situation and domestic violence? This is on a rise right now.
First and foremost, you know, now everything and this is one of the things that we actually discussed this off air, was about social media. That's the one of the, one of those things that I can't stand is, like, for example, I'll get to your you know, to answer your question in a second, but Johnny Manziel, right? Granted, he had a situation. He, you know, went out, didn't do anything wrong, went out, had, you know, in a party, and he was drinking. Maybe he shouldn't have been drinking, but he was committing no crime. What happened? He was supposed to be the starting quarterback, and now he's going to get demoted to a third string. Pretty much his NFL career is pretty much on the rocks. It's probably
over.
Because
probably
he got
done.
Arrested.
He didn't get arrested.
No,
he didn't.
There was
a video that came out.
So
there's a video. The video that came out that,
yeah,
you know, he was drinking at a club.
The problem is he lied about it to the team.
And yeah, and
he had his friend lie to the team about the fact that the video.
Is that in his contract that he can't do that?
He's a recovering alcoholic.
Surrounding
and he's supposed to know. That's part of what's going on.
But is it a provision for him to stay clean.
And the issue is that he was supposed to stay away from the alcohol. He just came out of rehab.
And
the problem
was
partying. He was partying. No problem with that. But he's supposed to stay away from the alcohol. He had friends lie to the team when they asked about it. When
yeah.
the film came out, he said, oh, it's old. When it happened over the bye week.
Yeah,
that's
and that
part of
all
the
came out.
To
all
me,
of
if
it.
It's not in your contract and it's not, you know, something you signed for, who gives a damn? We are fans of people who beat women, beat men all the time. You love Big Pun, right? Did you know he beat his wife, Bloody Pole?
Yeah.
Okay.
That all came out.
You love Mike Tyson, right? Did the same thing. I mean, this is no difference.
And that's kind of where I was actually going. because
we're all fans of the Bad Boy.
Right. We can talk about, you know, 20, 30 years
that's
ago
the
when there was no social media.
Dr. Dre did the same
and
thing.
And listen, hey, guys, athletes, would commit, I don't want to say, you know, beating up their wives and girlfriends and things like, hey, that's great. No, that's not. But, again, we were fans of whatever teams or athletes of, you know, those sports. So, to me, I look at it like this, like, hey, you know what? Back then, we were fans of those teams. What makes it so different now? I just think that everything gets blown up way more than it should. And don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm condoning these guys. So, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, to the Blog Talk Radio universe here. Like, I'm not. It's just like for example, like Jose Reyes, you know, got into a whole thing with his wife, you know, in I think it was the Hawaii or the, I forget where.
Back in the day, Darryl Strawberry. There was some issue with him.
Yeah, right.
And so great player. I've actually met him. I met him and Lenny Dykstra back in the day when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. But they had issues.
Right.
But people still love them.
I just feel like in today's world, everything is so scrutinized. Like, you cannot do anything without stepping outside to say, hey, I'm having a drink. You know, I mean, like, Cece Sabathia, you know, in his hotel, and you got somebody practically stalking him, you know, trying to take photos or videos of him, you know, and he's just, you know, in his hotel. I'm like, my goodness, you can't do anything in this world, in the days of social media.
Yeah, because you know what? There's something else too. You're in the public eye, and the public is watching your every move, and you have an image to maintain as a sports figure.
And we're also in the business now of everybody wanting to be a junior G-man person that goes out and wants to be the news person.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to break the story. Oh, I saw this person snorting cocaine off of some woman's back.
But I think that's interesting that now people actually give a damn. When 20 years ago, this stuff has always been going on. This is not like,
yeah,
oh,
but
God,
you
did
not see that, you did not see that on the internet. You heard about it. We didn't see it. Like,
heard
for example.
But now, but why is it wrong now? But it was okay 10, 20 years ago.
Well, look at Ray Rice. We heard about the incident. But once we saw the video,
it changed our
perspective. It changed everybody.
And that's
mindset.
The saddest part of the whole deal.
Yep. I mean,
we know this stuff is evil. We know this stuff is bad. But now, because, like you said, social media is out there and everybody's got a camera phone, you can record some part of somebody's life. You can take something that happened in one moment and pull it out of context, and it can actually be worse than it might have been.
And what happened with Ray Rice was also caught on, like, surveillance video. So the hotel provided all the goods. So that's what's going on now.
So basically, bottom line, you cannot do anything without a camera watching you.
Right.
And people will not.
Become a nun.
Become a nun. Well, even nuns, you know, you can't get away with that. If she's on her knees and praying the wrong way, she might get criticized for praying the wrong way. Instead to the left, she's supposed to pray to the right. Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh, it looks like she's masturbating.
That nun just got nun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had a few shots of, you know, some substance and everything.
Speak for yourself, man.
Okay, I have one more question for you guys.
Yes.
Is the holiday season the same as it used to be when we first grew up?
No.
Different.
In today's world, everything is blown up to the point where, you know, Christmas holidays or for some people you can't even say Christmas anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, hey, you know what? It's the holiday season, and if that's something that you or your family or, you know, something that you're accustomed to celebrating, celebrate it the way you want to. Who the hell cares on, hey, you know what? Hey, it's not the way it used to be. It's not the same. I just feel like, hey, you know what? If it's the holidays and you are accustomed to celebrating it the way you used to or the way you know how to, continue doing what you do.
That's it.
Amen. But that's the problem. People are too sensitive today. You cannot say Merry Christmas to someone, but someone could be Jewish.
I am offended that you said Merry Christmas.
Oh,
what day is it?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, tell me Happy Hanukkah. Wait a minute. I'm not African.
I'm not Jewish.
The word now that people are using, and it's a sad thing, is Happy Holidays. I mean, come on. Listen, look, everybody, like you said, Pete, everybody has a right to celebrate the way they want to celebrate. So celebrate. Gee.
Well, the problem with that is I want to celebrate my own way. I might offend you. Or you might be upset with me. Or I might be concerned of what you're thinking about.
You know what's the problem with society that you just said that? That people are concerned with other people's, well, hey, it's not politically correct. You know, well, I remember not that long ago, everybody said Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I remember, you know, it's funny.
Yes.
I was reading the paper just the other day, and in Staten Island, they took down the Christmas tree that they had in the center of the mall where everybody can, you know, would take pictures and celebrate. They moved it outside. And now there was an uproar about it. So now they're looking to bring it back inside. It's like, why? Why?
Because of people's views. And that's
who cares about people's views?
And it's sad. That's
to hell with people's views.
To hell.
Exactly.
You know,
I look at it, listen, if I own a mall and I celebrate Christmas, right? Listen, you know what? You have an option. You can either come to my mall
or don't come at all.
You can blow past the Christmas tree
and
whatever. Who cares? So what?
Well, look at Starbucks and the controversy about
right,
the cup.
Yes. Right, yeah.
You know, I think it's all red right now because they don't want to offend anyone.
Let me tell you something. Again, I mean, I think I'd probably be one of the most hated CEOs in the world because there is no way if I know I celebrate
Christmas
and that's my belief. You know what? You have the option to either continue purchasing what I want or don't. It's that simple. You go to Dunkin' Donuts or go to somewhere else.
And they'll be upset about that too.
Yeah,
oh,
and
donuts,
I agree 100% because you know what? This is a free country. You could have your beliefs, whatever you believe in. Who cares?
Yeah, but people are too sensitive.
Yeah, they are. Too sensitive.
They're too sensitive. And they care about things that aren't even significant.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
So, for the record, since you guys are here, we'll talk about the holiday season. For Christmas, all I want is vodka. So, let's get that on your Christmas list.
Well, first of all, I mean, Hot Rod, you don't even drink anymore, right?
No.
You really don't. I mean, last thing I remember was that you stopped drinking, and you plan on drinking maybe sometime after the second one, I believe.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am having a second child. Well, my wife is having a second child on the way.
You're married? You got married?
Whoa!
It doesn't
matter
if you got married or not.
Mic drop!
Well,
I offer you an Oreo cookie.
Oh, geez. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks for the Oreo cookie. No, I'm not married. I don't want to get too into it because, you know, baby mama drama is right behind me.
Listen, you know, let me ask you something. Have you guys ever thought about, like, eating Oreos with, like, vodka, trying to mix that up?
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, we should try that.
You just started a potion.
Actually, I've done that.
You have?
I've taken out the cream and I've made Jello shots and I've replaced the cream in the middle of the Oreo with the Jello and the cookie.
That sounds so disgusting.
No, people loved it.
That sounds crazy.
I don't know how to take that.
People loved it. I did for a girlfriend's party.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, well, one last question because we have 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Talk about family. Mr. Fina has a father of two.
Yes.
Wonderful daughters. One of them is maybe a lovely daughter.
Okay.
And yes, I have a daughter on the way. What is the best advice you could give me as a father?
Be humble.
Run for the hills.
In all honesty. Well, what shotgun should I get?
Well, AK-47.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, you know, and just, you know, try to be not just a father, but, you know, try to be a friend. Try to, you know, be the listening, you know, curve, you know, between, you know, the mom, because sometimes, hey, listen, the ladies go at it a little bit. So if you're, you know, sometimes it's just to be the one to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to listen. What you got to say to me, maybe something that's going on that maybe you don't want to tell your mom. Maybe you do want to tell your mom, whatever. But you just listen and just listen to your kids and know what they like. And therefore, listen, I look at it as like, you know what? I'll be a decent dad.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, this is your time to ask any of us any question that's on your mind right now.
What question could I ask you guys that
folks, we gotta go, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
That's all right. I get it. Listen, I look at it like this. You guys do a great job with your shows. It's kind of hard to listen to it every single week, but I try to listen to because Sean Black is always sending me the info. Hey, listen, here's the show. Listen to it.
Yes.
So I try to listen to as much of the show as possible. So to the Maxes and to the Milton X's and the Brother B, you know, especially the Brother B, you know, but that's another story, another show. And Miss Jones, and I know that you have some more regulars that do call the show. It's a great show. These guys, you know, continue doing a great job. You know, keep supporting them. Listen, no complaints from me. Hopefully, these guys continue to do the show and get more popular as the, I guess, months and years go by.
Oh,
thank you
so much for your support, indeed. And usually I give this final thoughts to Sean Black, but he's going to take up the last 2 minutes of it. So,
right.
Sean Black.
Well, dutifully pass it over to the...
No, Sean Black, I give you 30 seconds. Go, take it away.
I'm good.
Nancy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did I actually hear that? Holy shit. I'm like,
hey, my God.
There's
children over here.
He finally gets the spot.
I'm like, in awe. Listen, everyone knows I have a truffish mouth. Deal with it. Get over it. If you don't like it, don't
okay.
listen.
Okay, K-Dog, final thought.
Hey, welcome, Triple C, and say what's up to everybody.
It's a great show. Pleasure was all yours. Looks like we're about to head out.
Okay, tune in this Monday night to the Absolute Truth Show, where we will be talking about the shooter in Colorado at the Planned Parenthood. And what's the other topic, Sean Black? I forgot.
We'll bone up on it.
Yeah. We think about it.
It's still holiday weekend right now.
Yeah. Phenom, thank you so much. We really do appreciate this last second show.
And for everybody out there, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. What if there's a bomb that blew up right now at some building?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the host with the most, the High Ride with
Sean Black, and of course.
And as always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all
yours.
By the way, Phenom and Intra B, you both punk ass bitches.
So are you.
What a slut.
What? Do you know who I am? Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And that's a wrap.
I bet you.